720 WGN. It is the 4th of July, and Dane is here with you in the Skyline Studios. We are celebrating the 4th of July, Independence Day, as we get into the NASCAR weekend, a huge and historic weekend. And on the humorous side of huge and historic, exciting to have the one and only NASCAR Chasm, social media superstar with his hand on the pulse of both fast and funny for NASCAR. NASCAR Chasm, welcome to WGN.
Thanks once again for having me. Can we get a little more Danger Zone, man? That was really getting me going.
I know.
Like I've already had two Red Bulls this morning, but that was working even better.
The Red Bull concession is going to be really working overtime here as people get excited for it. So think about this. You are in the middle of all of it. Now, you know, NASCAR is in the middle of this city. Talk about it from the inside. You're constantly talking with all of the drivers and certainly interacting with all of the fans. You know, we know what it means to us here in Chicago, but for the sport in general and everybody involved, are they pumped?
Oh, my gosh. You have absolutely no idea. I think, first and foremost, Dane, the thing that we were looking at, we were updating our weather apps nonstop. Like, we were trying to buy new sneakers online. It's like it's going to be a really, really good one, it's looking like, and we are just absolutely thrilled about that. The possibilities are endless. You know, once the sun comes out, I think the show is going to be amazing. And, yeah, I can promise you that everybody I've spoken to, everybody in the industry and the drivers are very excited to be back and, run a full race, a full event without Mother Nature doing her horrible stuff.
Yeah. I mean, some of the things, the positives that we were able to take away from last year was, you know, a lot of excitement around the race, but NASCAR had done so much planning in order to create really this full experience that gave you racing in this unique setting right on the streets of Chicago, but then also all of the, you know, concerts and festivals that are already known and loved by people here in the city. And to miss out on that was kind of like, we didn't get to fully experience, you know, what it is that they had in store and planned for us. The upside was it was some pretty interesting racing. The TV ratings were just off the charts. So people loved watching it, you know, to see, you know, those cars on, Michigan Avenue, on Lakeshore Drive and all that. So it seems like, you know, we're going to get to really, you know, with a whole bunch of anticipation, just experience it all this time.
Yeah, I mean, you got to really, really give a kudos and all the respect in the world to everybody that was on the ground last year. There was a long time. There was a lot of time during that afternoon that we're like, no way is this getting in, yada, yada, yada. But through the incredible efforts of all the track crew, everybody involved, unexpectedly, we got 75 laps in of some really, really good racing, a little chaotic at times. And so that was, I think that was just a major, major success, a major victory for everybody involved. And like I said, I hope they don't have to do that this year. And it's looking very much like they won't. And yeah, we're thrilled to be able to get just the entire experience, top to bottom, front to back, in for everybody. You know, you're going to get a bunch of good races on a track that, you know, all these drivers are not that familiar with, really. You know, they didn't, let's say, get a full race of clean data under their belt last year for this. And so, you know, there's a lot of mystery. These guys, these drivers, they'll run the sim, but they haven't really run the track dry in racing conditions. So I would say the question marks are just as big as they were last year. And you get some really good shows in there, too. So if you're on the fence, buy a ticket, come out.
Yeah, oh no, definitely get in there and see it. And here's one of the things too, is you have the opportunity. Yeah, I liken it to a golf outing where you're able to see things from different vantage points if you want. We had some of the advice. They said just find a place where you can see what you want to see and then don't move. But you know, you get to move around, right? So it's a little bit different than, let's say, if you're at Talladega or Daytona where you have an assigned seat, unless of course you do and you've got a good vantage point. There's an opportunity to just get out there and experience a whole bunch of things during the day.
Yeah, that's kind of what makes road courses different from most of the tracks we race at. Like you mentioned Talladega, you have an assigned seat or you have the spot on the ground in the infield that you collapsed on. Like there's two, Talladega has that whole air of it. You know, the person who got overserved on Saturday night and just decided to face plant somewhere in the infield. You can enjoy the race from there too, but with the road course, like you said, what the advantage is you can be mobile the entire time and you can say, hey, I'm going to watch a few laps from this vantage point. Oh, this seems to be where no one knows where to brake, and they sail into these tire barriers and underneath them like an out-of-control Roomba.
Right.
yeah, like I'm going to stay here for a while. You know, it's pretty cool, like being able to walk around, be mobile, pick and choose your spots where you're going to watch from. Yeah, I mean, like I said, if you're a new fan and you see, oh, hey, you know what? No one seems to be breaking in this particular turn. Hang out there. Hang out there for the restarts when everybody's, you know, jumbled up and bunched together and all trying to get through a really tight corner together. You know, you might see some pretty amazing action there.
Yeah, trying to also kind of capture the vibe of Chicago, not only from the sidelines, but on the music side, having Buddy Guy is going to be performing along with all those headliners on the rock and the countryside. Buddy Guy is going to be performing on Saturday. And then on the racing side, very on brand with Chicago, with actual complete gridlock traffic jams, right? So you got to see that. That isn't something you see at every race.
Oh yeah, you know, we are Dane, in fact, that's why when I was talking to you, I was like, you know what, I'm not going to do this call in from the road, because I'm going to be, if I'm driving in and doing a call in, I'm going to be in the middle of Chicago traffic, you know, on the Indiana toll road or whatever, and I'm just going to be cursing at people. And I know you have a strict no profanity policy.
Yes.
So I'm just going to stay at Dad's until after the call is done. But yeah, like I said, it's like a mini Dan Ryan, you know, call it what you will, you know, just people getting backed up, stacked up, turned around, and they're mad at each other. It's pretty much a microcosm.
The feedback that you've been getting, not only from NASCAR, but also the drivers and the teams, you know, some of the stuff that I'm hearing is, you know, the extra considerations that they have to arm their wives or girlfriends with credit cards because they'll be shopping. That isn't something that you need to necessarily do out at Kansas Speedway, right, when you're out in the middle of a farm field. So there are some other dynamics that come into play here. But NASCAR chasm, you know, as a superstar in the industry with your hand, you know, kind of on the pulse of not only the fan side of it, certainly the funny side, but then all of the front office and team side too. Talk about what it means. You know, you've been to, you know, a bunch of different tracks around the country, certainly talk about all of them, but just for the sport in general to be here in this market in Chicago with a race weekend.
Yeah, this is it's pretty revolutionary what they're doing. And, you know, in recent years, what I really, really like is them taking big, big schedule swings. You know, for several years, there was an agreement and the schedule was pretty much etched in concrete for several years. Once that ended, the folks over there at the big office, they were like, let's do some weird things. Let's really, like I said, just be different. Let's look a little outside the box for things. And so, you know, that's how you get, okay, let's try putting dirt on Bristol. Let's run the Indy Road course. Let's go put a racetrack in the middle of a football stadium in L.A., and let's have our first ever, you know, Cup Series road course race smack dab in the middle of Chicago. You know, a few years ago, this would have been like, are you hallucinating, really? but what I like is this, these big swings that they're taking. And it's pretty phenomenal to think that they've managed to, you know, like make these a reality.
Yeah.
Sometimes we hear these rumors. We're like, oh, I mean, you know, we'd heard street race in the middle of Chicago a couple of years ago. We're just like, how is that going to work? Well, they made it work.
This is a proactive action step group, and people will not be hallucinating when they see NASCAR chasm on the streets of Chicago, in the pits, all around town this weekend. And as we let you go, you know, people can find you on social media. Is it just at NASCAR chasm? Of course, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com.
Yep, that would be the one. And at NASCAR chasm _ on Instagram, because I signed in with my regular handle the first time, and then I forgot the password and couldn't find it again or recover the account. So, yeah, like I said, I am a social media superstar who can't figure out social media.
It's all right. Hey, it's teachable moments. We're working through it. It takes a village. NASCAR chasm, thanks so much. We're going to see you at the track.
Awesome. Can't wait to see you guys.